Hello and welcome to the Catholic Journey. This is Deacon Pat coming to you from the studios of the Catholic Journey, just north of Houston in beautiful Woodlands, the Woodlands, Texas. Well, here we are. It's Holy Saturday, the morning of Holy Saturday. Many people have questions about Holy Saturday. What is it? How should we be celebrating it? Is celebration the right word for it? And I would like to give you some answers to those questions. Well, let's start first with what Jesus did during Holy Saturday. We say in the Apostles' Creed that on this day, Holy Saturday, Jesus descended into hell. Well, hell might be a mistranslation of the Hebrew word Sheol and the Greek word Hades, which both meant the state after death. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us Jesus did not descend into hell to deliver to the damned, but to free the just who had died before him and to take them into heaven. To appreciate what Jesus did on Holy Saturday by going to all the people who have died before his resurrection, all the innumerable people who dealt in death, we need to understand what death was like before Jesus and what it would be without Jesus. We understand death as Christians. Now that Jesus has opened heaven to us, we view death as being welcomed into heaven by our relatives and friends who went before us, welcomed by our guardian angel, welcomed by Mary and by God in heavenly joy. But before Holy Saturday, well, that was just a very different experience. When you died, you were just alone, totally and completely alone. No friends, no relatives, and separated from God, just alone. And to me, that is the most frightening thing imaginable. Cardinal Ratzinger wrote, "In truth, one thing is certain. There exists a night into whose solitude no voice reaches. There is a door through which we can only walk alone, the door of death. In the last analysis, all the fear in the world is fear of this loneliness. Death is absolute loneliness." The next thing is conquering death. Jesus died on Good Friday. On Holy Saturday, he strode through the gate of our final loneliness right into death. He went down into the abyss of our abandonment, where no voice can reach us any longer. There is he. By his presence, death is conquered. Now there is life in the midst of death, because love dwells in it. Not only deliberate self-enclosure is hell, or as the Bible calls it, the second death, but death no longer has to be the path into icy solitude. The gates of death have been opened. Moses, Buddha, Confucius, Muhammad, Nietzsche, Darwin, and Stephen Hawking all died, and none of them can help those who dwell in the realm of the dead. None of them can free the dead from their absolute loneliness. There is only one, Jesus Christ, who strode into death to take mankind into life. Let us praise him and adore him. The next, Pope Benedict gives us a concrete example, may help to make this a little clearer. When a child is alone in darkness of night, he feels frightened. However, convincingly, he has been shown that there is no reason at all to be frightened. As soon as he is alone in the darkness and thus has the experience of utter loneliness, fear arises, the fear peculiar to man, which is not fear of anything in particular, but simply fear in itself. Here we come up against something much deeper, namely, the fact that where man falls into extreme loneliness, he is not afraid of anything definite that could be explained away. On the contrary, he experiences the fear of loneliness, the uneasiness and vulnerability of his own nature, something that cannot be overcome by rational means. How then, must we ask, can such fear be overcome if proof of its groundlessness has no effect. Well, the child will lose his fear the moment there is a hand there to take him and lead him, and a voice to talk to him. At the moment, therefore, at which he experiences the fellowship of a loving human being. This conquest of fear reveals, at the same time once again, the nature of fear, that it is the fear of loneliness, the anxiety of being that can only live with a fellow being. The fear peculiar to man cannot be overcome by reason, but only by the presence of someone who loves him. On Holy Saturday, Jesus entered the darkness and solitude of death. Can you imagine the sheer joy of those who had dwelt in that dark, solitary confinement for so long, when the immersed light, that is Christ, burst upon them, and he called their name and took them by hand into the perfect joy of heaven? Now, conquering loneliness. Every person is alone in some way. Every person longs to be known and understood and appreciated. Yet no other person can, to the degree that we need. No human person has access to the real depths of another. No one can really penetrate into the innermost being of someone else. Every encounter, beautiful as it may seem, basically only dulls the incurable wounds of loneliness. The importance of Holy Saturday is not limited to death. Jesus has not only descended into the realm of the dead, he descended into your soul by baptism. The truth of the matter is that you are never alone. Jesus is with you. He said so himself. If you will learn to enter into silence and solitude and remain there every day for some time, eventually you will meet Jesus and you will recognize there is nothing to fear. You are never alone, and more importantly, you will meet the only person who can know, understand, and appreciate you to the depth you need. And finally, the second day of the Divine Mercy Novena. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, "Today bring me the souls of priests and religious and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind." She responded, "Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in us, that we may perform worthily works of mercy, and that all who see them may glorify the Father of mercy, who is in heaven. The fountain of God's love dwells in pure hearts, bathed in the sea of mercy, radiant as stars, bright as dawn. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of the chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing. For the love of heart of your Son, in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen." Well, that was a small meditation I wanted to share with you about today. There's much more about Easter, which is coming. But today is Holy Saturday, and that's the reflection for the day. God bless you, and may God keep you. Make this Holy Saturday a special and life-transforming day for you. God bless.